Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Like we always do at this time, I go for mine, I get to shine. Now throw your hands up.
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks. A reminder, tomorrow's Thursday, which means we'll have Marco D'Angelo on the show, who will be picking you winners. And I thought it'd be fun, because I know the NFL games we're going to ask him. So I thought it would be fun for us to pick who we think will win, and then we'll compare it to Marco's for this week.
Okay.
How does that sound to you?
I like
You want to take on? I mean, you're almost a pro. You're closing in on that.
I like that.
So let's do this. So we're going to go ahead and bet against the spread on these games and give our reasons,
okay,
and then we talk about it, and then we'll compare it to Marco. The early line moves in Week 7, kind of interesting. The Chiefs at Denver, Thursday night game. We always ask about the Chiefs. We always ask about the Thursday night game. So let's start there. Spread for Chiefs-Broncos opened at 3.5. It's down to 3.
What?
-3. The Chiefs are -3. Broncos +3.
Give me the Chiefs all day long. I don't, as bad as the Chiefs defense has been, I don't know if they're going to put up enough points to keep pace with the Chiefs this week.
The line has been as high as 4.5, and it's come down to 3. What does that tell you? Some big money coming
big
in
money
on the Broncos.
On the Broncos.
At the end there. The reasoning that they think behind this is the Chiefs are coming off back-to-back losses. You could probably say that Detroit game was a 50-50 coin flip, so it was back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs have a ton of injuries, and Pat Mahomes has an injured ankle, so they're kind of putting all of that into their reasoning behind this, like why the line has moved where it is. I think the Chiefs are going to win this game by 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're due to have a big game, even with the injuries.
I don't think they're losing 3 in a row.
It'd be if they are a Super Bowl-bound team, even with the injuries, they're not losing 3 in
nope.
a row. That's for sure. Let's go with this one. Philadelphia Eagles at Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys, of course, reeling as well. The Cowboys are a 3-point favorite.
Didn't Coach Peterson almost guarantee a win? The Cowboys kind of in his statement that he made?
Pretty close.
Give me the points in the Eagles this week.
You think the Eagles end
give
up
winning
the
points. This game? I think it's a divisional game. It's a game that both teams are going to desperately need as they get down. But I like the Eagles. I like them on defense a little bit more than I like the Cowboys on defense.
Yeah, the Cowboys, for being a team full of like big-time players that are making money, big-time money, you got a defensive end, a couple middle linebackers that are really good. You got a lot of guys there, cornerback who's pretty good. They've been struggling defensively.
Yep.
Here's the reason why. Because the guy who makes that thing go, the man who stirs that drink, is Zeke Elliott. And he finally got 100 yards last week. But even then, they didn't hardly give him the ball till the end of the game.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was that impactful of 100 yards,
yeah.
Really.
I think they get back to giving Zeke Elliott the football, and I think this team gets back to playing better defense because of it. Powerful run game, good defense. And then don't forget, too, there's a good chance that Amari Cooper might be out for this game, which means they're going to rely on Zeke even more. Gallup will be all over the place. I will take the Cowboys.
Ooh, really?
-3.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that some of that could be as – I know he had over 100 last week, but that offensive line is not what the offensive line has been. They got a lot of injuries up front. I don't know who could be or might be returning, but I'll still take the Eagles. Give me points.
Yeah, that's tough. The New Orleans Saints going to Chicago. Spread opened at -3.5. Da Bears. Now it's down to 3.
Give me – it's going to sound crazy. I want the Bears this week. I'm taking the Bears. Bridgewater has been okay. He has got them to an undefeated record without Drew Brees. He is not good enough to go against this Bears defense. Not at all. They're going to eat him up back there. And then it's going to be, I think it's going to be somewhere, I'd guess, 21-10, somewhere in that neck of the woods. But I think the Bears win this one.
Wow, you're going to give Mitchell Trubisky and the Chicago Bears 21 points.
Yep,
look at you.
I am this week.
Is that going to be all on the back of their defense, intercepting Bridgewater and running it back for touchdowns?
I didn't say how much the offense is going to score. Maybe seven.
Just, seven of them. 14 out
but
of
I just don't think Bridgewater is going to be good enough to be able to handle this.
Yeah, this is a tough matchup. And don't forget, too, coming off a bye week and at Chicago, that's a really tough matchup. I've told you for years, man, the Bears are a different animal when they're at home as opposed to on the road. Yep. I'll take the Bears also in this one. And here, let's go pull up a couple more of these games real fast. Sorry, this darn thing never refreshes right on here. Sorry about that. We're working with some of the most advanced computers that you could possibly imagine, by the way, on this thing. It's really good. I think this computer is older than Willie J. I'm almost positive anyways. Let's go through another games real quick. Unfortunately, the spreads aren't loading now.
What do you got? I got some of them.
Okay, so. You do? Yep. Let's go Minnesota at Detroit.
Let me find it. Minnesota at Detroit. Woo, look at this. Minnesota at Detroit. That line currently is +1.
+1. You know,
Lions getting a point.
At Detroit, the Lions have been tough all season against good teams and have been getting hosed over. Do you think they finally get through on this one?
Nope. Still the bridesmaid. I'm giving me the Vikings. They're running right now, and that defense is really good. Kirk Cousins is clicking a little bit with the receivers.
Is.
Now, what I think you'll see this week a little bit from Kirk Cousins is he'll spread the ball out a lot more because you had the week after Thielen said something, it was all Thielen. Last week, it was all Diggs. Watch for him because they have one of the better corners in the league in Slay in Detroit. So they're going to try to move around a lot. I would expect this week you'll see a little more tight end action this week for the Vikings.
Yeah, the other thing I will say is the second corner for the Lions has been injured back and forth in and out of the lineup. So whoever Slay's not on, I expect to have a big game. And then also, when you look at the Lions, the one thing they do nicely, too, they're a good run defense. So it's going to force the ball into Kirk Cousins' hands. But I think he's been up to the task the last two weeks.
He has been.
I think he'll be up to the task again. I agree with you on that one. Houston at Indianapolis. This is an interesting game.
Let me find
I don't even know what the line is. I'll take the Colts.
Okay, the Colts are currently favored by one this
week. Give me the Colts. They're going to win this thing.
You like the Colts? I'm going the opposite way. I like the Texans. I'm going the opposite way. I like the Texans. I like what that Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson have been designing and what they've been doing lately on offense. I really like
them. They're all fat and happy right now.
They're all happy, too.
They're all fat and sassy. So that's why they're not going to win. Colts have a pretty decent defense, and their offense is... They are right down the middle of the road. They're a decent team. The Texans, they got a big win against Kansas City last week, and I think that they're going to be pretty damn happy they went in there and won that thing. I'll take the Colts. Give me the Colts all day.
Is that back-to-back big wins for them, though? I know Kansas City was a big one, but they're coming off another one. No, sorry, it was Atlanta. Never mind. They put up a lot, 53 points.
Here's a good one for you. The Chargers... Another road game, because that's not what their home games are. They're road games, too. But this one's at Tennessee. I'll take Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee. The Chargers are awful.
Well, Tennessee's going to be starting Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
But they got a running back who can run, and they got a good
Tennessee.
Defense.
Yeah, give me Tennessee, too. I like them. Look at that line.
I think Tennessee's defense is going to feast in that game a little bit.
I'm trying to look at that line. Where'd that go?
I don't even care. I don't need a line. Just give me Tennessee.
-2. Tennessee -2.
Yeah.
At home. This is a crazy line. Just because I've never seen this. We haven't seen this in a long time from a Buffalo team. Predict the line. Dolphins traveling to Buffalo.
Oh, you're like 12 points?
17.
No way! Their defense is going to score a couple times. This is a big week to have Buffalo's defense.
Here's one. It is an interesting one. I'll give you this one because coming off a performance by Sam Darnold, right? Played really well. And then his return... the Patriots travel to the Jets.
You're asking me what the line is?
Yeah, what the line is, and maybe throw the game out there.
6.5?
It is currently 9.5.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll take the Patriots.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I will. I'll take the Patriots, 9.5. Jets. I think people are going to be really overconfident in the Jets.
No, I just like there's a lot of points in the game. 9.5. The Jets defense isn't bad.
Is the Chiefs game still the highest over-under?
For the year so far?
No, this week. It's 50 points is what I saw last time, and it was the highest of the week. What's the highest on yours?
Let me scroll through here. There's one higher for sure so far.
I feel bad for how much you have to squint to see your computer screen.
Tough being this age. It's not. It is the actual highest over-under currently. Rams-Falcons.
Yeah, that makes
54.
Sense.
54.
Chiefs still at 50?
49 on this.
Okay, went down.
54. That's the only spread over 50 currently is the Rams-Falcons.
Really? Yeah, so you're telling me the Chiefs and them, the point totals dropping back towards Denver and the point totals going
this
down.
This thing is, you know, you talk about that when I was mentioning that Bills and Dolphins.
Yeah.
Bills favored by 17. What's the over under?
What do I think it should be? 38?
Yeah. It's 40.
Yeah, I see.
That's not the lowest, by the way. The lowest, which is, again, that's why I predict the Bears this week. The Bears overrunner is 38.
Wow.
Against the Saints.
We got our resident Jacksonville fan wants to know how you what you think of the Jacksonville game. They're playing Cincinnati. Jacksonville at Cincinnati. Jags are favored by, I was going to say three and a half.
Three and a half.
Man, give me
the Jags.
Yeah, I love Minshew.
Give me the Jags this week in that game, just based on the way the Bengals have like almost shut it down. Like they're just, I don't know what they're even doing.
They're not playing very hard.
They're not playing
very
hard at all. So give me the Jags.
Yeah, the Gardner Minshew has been a lot of fun to watch play. Now, last week wasn't a great week for him, but he's been a lot of fun to watch play. Mm-hmm. I hope he's the real deal for them. Like I hope he's a good quarterback and they found
it's not just a novelty idea what's going on.
Yeah, although boy, not really because he got paid, but I feel bad for Nick Foles. In that scenario, that would be a tough one. Is that all the games? Oh, Baltimore at Seattle.
Baltimore.
Seattle just keeps winning, man. I'll take Seattle. Running games travel, but Seattle has a good running game, too.
Seattle favored by 3.5.
Ooh, 3.5? I'll take Baltimore.
I'll take points.
Yeah, with the points
I'll take
that.
Points there. There's another
I think that's a last-minute field goal by somebody to win the game.
Yep. There is one. There's another one that we kind of, there's a couple we glossed
LA,
over
Atlanta.
A little bit. Yeah, LA Atlanta is out there. Falcons only getting 3 points.
It's because the Falcons last week put up a ton of points and still lost.
Yeah.
Like Matt Ryan had 4 touchdowns in that game and still managed to not win.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What is their deal this season?
They missed an extra point in that game. It was late that they scored late. Missed the extra point.
Did you see him on the sideline? I mean, I feel bad for him because he's like 180 years old. So, like, you're watching, you know, great grandpa out there, sad that he missed a field goal, and you just feel bad for him.
Two other games out there that we can get to before we get out of here: Cardinals, Giants.
Cardinals, Giants. What a great game
at New York.
I'll take the Cardinals for the win.
Really, getting 3? They would be getting 3. New York favored by 3.
Yeah, I'll take that. Still no Barkley, right?
Nope, still no Barkley. According to this,
and I think Shepherds is out as well.
And then I think an interesting one on the board, and I would take that. I think I already know who I'd take.
Patrick Peterson, I believe, is back this week, too, for the Cardinals.
Raiders travel to Green Bay.
Oh, Green Bay wins that easy.
Yeah, it's -6.
Yeah, they're going to. I think it's one of the better
numbers on the board this week.
Yep.
Also, you got the last one I found more. 49ers travel to the Redskins. 49ers favored by 9.5.
West Coast team traveling East Coast. You now have Bill Callahan. Which over
apparently
under?
Apparently, he's been making the team run sprints after practice.
41. Good. It's 41.5.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be low. Adrian Peterson's going to get a ton of carries. I'll take the Niners, but I think the score is like, it's going to be like a 24-10
8.
Game. Yeah, something silly like that. Yeah.
Yeah, Peterson had 23 carries last week, by the way. He only had 27 total coming in.
Hey, he wanted the ball, man. He's got to be happy. By the way, I meant to tell, if you guys were listening earlier, you could jump on. We'll have our podcast up. But we had Robin Washington on the show, and he mentioned a big airplane they're going to take over. I immediately thought of the movie Soul Plane, that's what that's going to feel like.
Boy, that's like 8-9 hours on an airplane.
I've never seen it.
I don't know how it didn't win an Oscar. Willie J, you should watch the movie. Just make sure you bring tissues with you.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a sad movie, man. Sad movie. You never heard of it?
Soul Plane?
Yeah, super, super serious movie.
No, I haven't. I've heard of Airplane.
Yeah, there's a it's a cool movie. It's about this guy, Nashawn Wade, and he just loves airplanes. He's loved them since he was a little baby. And a couple of baggage checkers, they're going to take him in, and then he ends up ultimately flying planes for a living. It's a good, really quality movie.
I can guess what the sad part is.
Huh.
I'm not saying.
You think they crash?
Yeah.
Soul Plane? Is that why it's called Soul Plane, you think? Because they... you should Google it real quick, because they crash and then, yeah, you should Google Soul Plane. Stars Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart and Method Man.
Yeah, something to watch for, by the way.
What the heck? You are kidding me. This whole time, I thought it was a sentimental, emotional movie about a pilot, but no, it's a freaking comedy.
And it stars Kevin Hart, Method Man.
Method Man, yes.
Let's see. I believe Snoop Dogg's in it. Yeah.
Tom Arnold.
Oh, should have won an Oscar. Soul Plane.
Justin, something to watch for as you're moving through the baseball playoffs. Tonight's Astros-Yankees game, postponed. Game 5 is now scheduled for 7:08 on Friday. That's moved some games back. They're moving games back now. Game 4, so it looks like no off day. They were tweeting out about it because it's interesting what Fox does now because they have a 7:08 Friday game, baseball. Ohio State Northwestern scheduled to air on Fox Sports 1. Moving things around. It's a Friday night Big Ten game.
Oh, wow.
That they're going to intercept with. But that'll mean less rest because I think they lose their off day now because that World Series starts Tuesday no matter what.
That's funny. You got the Yankees coming out of this or the Astros?
I'm taking the Astros in the pitching, man. Playoff pitching is way more important.
All right, guys, tomorrow's Thursday. We'll come back. We got a lot to get to, a little bit of Husker talk. We'll have Marco D'Angelo on the show at 10 o'clock picking you winners, both in college football and pro football. And it's a big fantasy football day, as we always do on the show as well. So talk to you tomorrow.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.